Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Putenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We want to thank one of our viewers, listeners. She's so nice to us.
Big fan.
She's a big fan.
Three headlines and a lie teammate.
Yeah, that's right. Sherry Manazzi on the live stream. She just said, I love your show. It's my favorite on civic media. Thank you so much, Sherry. I wish your show was longer.
That's it. We're going 9 hours a day. We make no apologies for the silences.
All Matt and Air on the air all the time.
We're taking over the Matt and Air.
I don't think that would go over very well, but thank you so much for that, Sherry. It's really very, very lovely of you. And thank you to everybody else who's watching on the stream, or if you're listening, wherever you're listening, don't forget you can listen on the app. If you download the Civic Media app,
correct,
it's absolutely free. So go to wherever you get your apps, look for Civic Media, download the app, and then you can listen to all the shows across all of our stations. We're all over the state of Wisconsin, and you can call and text directly to the show from the app.
Jane,
yes.
Technology is wonderful. I love technology.
It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. So download the Civic Media app and spread the word. If you hear the show, you like the show, then please tell a friend. We would really appreciate it. We haven't done this in a while. It's time for another segment of More Words from Men, Calvin.
Whoa. More Words from Men.
Very grand.
It's very grand.
Very grand.
That husky voice.
What a talent.
Talented person who should definitely get a raise. What? I'm sorry.
We are doing this segment to honor Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker.
I'm sorry.
After he gave a commencement speech and essentially told women, you should stay home. Your life is not going to be fulfilling unless you stay home and have children.
Until you answer the vocation.
Your vocation to be a homemaker. We have some sound from...
Thank God.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker. Let's take a listen to that first clip, Calvin, as he is addressing the female graduates in the audience.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives.
Now give it up.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school.
Pull it together.
Would convert to the faith.
Men don't cry.
Become my wife. And embrace one of the most important titles of all. Homemaker. She's the primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from that of a husband and father. She is the person that knows me best at my core. And it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation. I say all of this to you because I have seen it firsthand, how much happier someone can be when they disregard the outside noise and move closer and closer to God's will in their life. Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you asked her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud without hesitation and say,
"Help me!"
No.
So Isabel obviously speaks for all women.
And obviously Harrison speaks for Isabel.
Yeah, well, as he should, Greg Bach.
Full disclosure, I did not listen to all of the audio because I couldn't get past, like, once he said answered the vocation, yeah. I had to be like, I gotta walk away, bro. And I never went back because I didn't need. Did you hear the little baby crying back? Even the baby is heckling you. Even the baby doesn't think you're saying right things.
I just want to clarify, I applaud all women who are mothers. I give you so much credit for being a mom. I think it's the hardest job on the planet by a long shot.
Yeah.
But I never wanted children. I never had children. I didn't think I was cut out to be a good mother. And just because you can procreate doesn't mean you should.
And as a man, according to Harris Butker, I've given Jane the permission to say all of this.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
I just... It's... I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I don't know what it's like to hear those words said at you. I don't know what it's like to say, hey, why don't you take that diploma and once you walk across the stage... Burn it.
Yeah, set it on fire.
Because that's not any good.
Right.
It's about your womb and your work in the house for me, for our children, hopefully all boys, and one girl to procreate. I don't know what it's like to be a woman to hear those words. But I'll tell you this, as a man, it is so frustrating. It's so angering. It's disgusting. I'm not going to say offensive because I don't like using that because that's just I'm disgusted by those words because he had the temerity to stand in front of me. And I'm going to speak to the women now. What do you know, bro? You are an NFL kicker.
He has many blessings, Greg. He's been gifted with many things. And so he's kicking. He can kick things.
He has a good foot and a stupid mouth.
He also had some other comments. We're talking about Harrison Butker from Kansas City.
Leading scientist. I'm sorry, NFL kicker.
NFL kicker, yes. Kevin, let's hear another clip from Mr. Butker in that commencement address, please.
While COVID might have played a large role throughout your formative years, it is not unique. Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice.
You can.
He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America,
Wait a minute.
Giant red flag fact check here. Did he just blame Joe Biden for the COVID lockdown?
He did.
When did COVID happen? Like, when did it was early
March of 2020.
Who was the president of the United States of America in 2020?
Don't tell me.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Are you that brain dead, or do you think the people who are listening to you are that stupid that they won't remember that President Joe Biden, then former Vice President Joe Biden, had nothing to do with COVID lockdowns? He couldn't order a cheeseburger in the White House with speed if he wanted to at that point because he wasn't the president. This is what bothers me, too, is the fact that he's an idiot, are trying to speak with such confidence and honor the words I say. I don't even think you're lying. You're just wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. Essentially, you are wrong.
Oh, God, I do not want to be Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce right now.
Oh. 855-75-CIVIC, if you'd like to chime in on this. I'm curious to talk to other women who have not fulfilled their vocation by becoming mothers. I'm a failure. Am I the only failure? I'm assuming there must be, I don't know, two or three more failures like me.
I mean, my wife is the perfect example of, Harrison Butker's decree of failure. She is a project manager for a bank, and she works like 70 hours a week. She works really hard, and she has earned the pay she's gotten by being in that industry for a quarter of a century. According to that yo-yo with a golden foot, she's a failure.
Is she fulfilled, Greg? Is her life fulfilling?
I feel like every answer I give will be a joke and FCC non-compliant. You know what? Honestly, I'll never speak for her, but I'll tell you what she's told me. She loves me. She loves seeing me. We love being married. We love our home life. We love our dog. We are happy. If she is unfulfilled by the vocation of motherhood, she would tell me, and
right?
We'd work that out. We'd come to a conclusion. I think that right there is what angers me, is that Harrison Butker dares speak on my wife's behalf. That's my job.
The only thing that would have made his speech better, at least in my opinion, is if he had called them. I'm going to address this specifically to the females, because I love that. I just love that.
I want to talk
so
to
much.
The ladies.
Yeah, let me talk to the females directly. All right, we are coming up to a very short break. Brian and Connie, I see you on the line. Please hang on. We're going to continue this conversation. More words from men. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or if you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there too on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. We're talking about Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker making a commencement speech and this is a small private Catholic college. It was a Benedictine college, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
The commencement address and telling the women in the audience, the women who are now graduating with college degrees, essentially to set your diploma on fire and go become a mom because that's where your vocation truly is.
Yeah. Yep. That's your job.
That's what, and you will only be fulfilled in life if you reproduce.
Reproduce and stay home.
That too.
Like, not even, like, he didn't even say that his wife wants to, like, have a job after the child gets older. That's it. She's
home.
And
where she belongs.
As Jane said previously, if that is what you choose, you want to have children, you want to stay home, and you have the ability to do that and give your babies a good life.
Great.
Awesome. Support it. As long as it's your decision and you're not being pressured by your man or society or even yourself to do it. If it's open and it's free, great.
And there is a much larger faction of these people on the very far right.
Yeah.
And this ties into Project 2025, mm-hmm. and Leonard Leo from the Federalist Society, who's all there. They're all these super Catholics who very much want this as part of the next administration.
Absolutely. They've been wanting it for decades.
They're trying to get women out of the workforce. Mm-hmm. They want women to have more babies because we need more babies.
Yeah, we do. There's only 8 billion people on the planet.
So we're taking your calls. Yeah. I'm looking for other women who are childless like me by choice. And I'm still trying to have my life be fulfilling. But anyway, 855-752-4842. Connie from Wisconsin has been waiting. Thank you for your patience. Connie, what did you want to say?
Good morning. If you don't want to have children, to me, that's fine. But I think that kicker's an idiot. But anyway, I had 5 children. And when I decided that was not fulfilling that much to me, so I, 40 years old, I went and became an RN. That was very fulfilling. And I love my children, but I miss my nursing.
There you go.
Good for you, Connie. But yeah, I mean, that is so, I'm insulted.
Yeah.
I'm insulted by the inference that I cannot have a fulfilling, happy life if I don't procreate.
I would love to know his opinion on people like me who I do not have children, nor am I putting pressure on my wife to have a child.
Well, then you're a bad husband.
I'm not even a man.
You're a bad head of household.
I'm not even a good man. Thank you, by the way, for calling.
Thank you, Connie, very much.
I just love it. He's an idiot. I love it. Laura from Rapids said, Harrison's job is ball. Why is he giving a commencement speech at all?
Thank you.
L.A. Tom said, this guy is straight out of the Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, and everyone should read or watch the show. And he adds with, I hope he breaks his foot for karma's sake. I don't endorse that, nor do I take a position upon that idea. That is Tom's and Tom's alone. Catherine Vermette, we're getting a lot of texts.
Excellent. Keep them coming.
Harrison Butker has really, and I'm sure that J.R. Ratcliffe, who's going to be coming up in a little bit, will have some thoughts too, but Catherine listening, Madison says, this NFL speaker at a commencement sounds like he's angling for a GOP vice president nomination. Well, I mean, he hasn't shot a dog, so he's got a chance.
Sure.
And then Brian from Iguanago, he called, actually.
They're just coming in fast and furious. Texter from the 608 listening on WRCE. He needs to take his head out of his Butker. I like that.
Another Ben from Richland Center. Where did you find that audio clip from the 1940s?
Seriously.
If it was the 1940s, he would have been like, man, you got to get your wife out of the workplace and into the kitchen. Man.
Texter listening in Green Bay on WGBW. That dude is a clown.
And L.A. Tom again, I went to St. Norbert's in De Pere, Wisconsin. I'm shocked that students didn't walk out. This must be a conservative Catholic school. I'm glad he brought that up because, and I spoke about this before, I went to Catholic school for 12 years. And there was probably conservative leanings. I was a child. I wasn't paying attention to that. And we had a pro-life club. That's the norm in Catholic and religious schools. I always wondered why there wasn't a pro-choice club, and I never asked that question. But I was never pressured in any sort of conservative fashions. Like, you know, I never felt like a hardcore right-wing platform was pushed on me or anybody else from the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times nuns there, I don't want to say they're liberal, but they have more of a social justice center left viewpoint. Our priest definitely wasn't a hardcore right person. This was also the 90s, so MAGA didn't exist. But I went to my nephew's graduation last year, and the priest at this academy, he gave a fire and brimstone Catholic homily following the reading, which was basically saying, if you do not go out in the world and praise my name, you will be punished for it. He didn't say, explore, meet new people in college, try new things, go traveling, find yourself. Instead, he was like, if you don't take the Lord with you, you're going to be condemned. I'm like, these are 18-year-old kids. A, that's scary. B, they don't care.
Well, you can continue to send in your comments.
Oh, please do so. We could spend another half an hour just reading the live stream.
Seriously, and I want to put this one up from Tony. Tony Zimmerman says, my aunt has no kids and she seems happier than my mom usually. Might be a me issue.
Yes, Tony, you're the problem. It's you.
It's you, Tony. It is definitely you. Yes, talking about Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker.
Butker.
Telling ladies, don't... Don't graduate. Don't even go to school. Why do we even go to school at all, Greg Bach? Why don't we just take cooking classes from the time we're five, and then we'll be good to go when we become ripe and fertile around 12, 13.
I was going to say, why not just get married? Just cut out the whole high school portion. And if
who needs that?
Yeah, it's boring. Ugh. Andrew from Maine said, also, as a student, do you listen to the keynote speech? I remember there was one at my college graduation, but no clue who or what they talked about.
That's a really good point, Andrew.
I mean, I wonder how many of those kids were sitting in the audience just looking at their phone going, are we going out for dinner after this? Or,
how long is this going to take?
Yeah, Jesus, this robe is itchy.
All right, news is on the way next, and when we return, we will be talking all things sports balls. As a matter of fact, J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will be here, and then Weather and Wine with Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up at 11:50, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call, you can text the same number, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He joins us every other Thursday at this time to talk all things sports balls. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe is here. Good morning, J.R. How you doing?
Good morning. I am just over here practicing my vocation of sitting here talking sports.
Like a proper man.
Does that fulfill you? Do you feel fulfilled?
I mean, I like it. So I guess I feel fulfilled. I don't know. I maybe wouldn't go about telling other people how to practice their vocations or whatever, but you know what? That's where we are. That's where we are sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we right before you joined, we were talking about this before we went to the news. Uh-huh. Harrison Butker.
Yes.
From the Kansas
City. Emphasis on the first syllable, please.
Yeah. Yeah. The kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs making a commencement address over the weekend that's getting a lot of attention. He's essentially telling women, stay home, have babies. That's the only way you're going to ever be happy. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, and Joe Biden created the lockdown during COVID.
Right. Now, this just crossed my Twitter feed, and I'm sure this is a joke. It's Mr. Butker's face. And it says, everyone is taking what I said out of context. All I said is that we should go back to a better time, like the 50s and 60s, when men were men and women had more babies than thoughts.
I think it is actually, this is a life thing more than a sports thing, but these two things I think are intersecting here that are really pervasive in sports too. And that's the sentiment that it was better before, you know, like no matter how things are now, they were better before. And we should always strive to get back to that. That is something that you see in sports as well. And also that my personal viewpoint and experiences should be extrapolated to everyone.
Yes.
You know, oh, it worked in Green Bay, so it should work for every team everywhere. But that's also obviously a much more a life thing. Like, oh, it's I see it in my life. So that must be what's happening all over the country, yep, all over the world. And my viewpoint should absolutely apply everywhere. That's wild, wild.
So bringing it back to sports then, you know, everyone's been talking about it since it happened as far as the locker room. Patrick Mahomes has come out and said, I don't really talk to the guy. But you've got the defending, I almost said World Series because baseball, the defending Super Bowl champions with one of the most one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And top of the fact, you got a player on there who is a great player, one of the most known, probably the most known football player alive right now, dating one of the, dating the biggest pop star in the world. What kind of influence do Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have in that locker room and that front office to say, this is not good for our, this is not good look for us. This is not cool. I don't like it. Do something about it. The kickers are kickers. We can find a kicker. Can, do they have the influence to peddle to maybe get rid of him or get rid of him, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm not intimately familiar with the inner workings of the Kansas City Chiefs, but I sure think so. You know, I would imagine that if they feel like it's going to be a distraction or whatever, they could cut bait. I mean, unfortunately, I think you said it, kickers are kickers. Like, they're a little more replaceable. It would be, I think, maybe a harder sell if it were somebody who played a premium position, as gross as that sounds. There's a higher degree of tolerance depending on the level of skill and ability in the world of sports. So that's kind of how it is, unfortunately. But I would say I would be surprised at this point if he's kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs next year. Now, I don't know, you know, maybe he walks back the comments a little bit and everyone's like pretends to be hunky dory with it or whatever. But yeah, I would not want Patrick Mahomes, if he were the quarterback of my team, to be like, I don't talk to that guy. That's not a vote of confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Prep your resume.
I just don't see him walking this back. I really don't. I really, really don't.
And I mean, Calvin says this in the chat, like, if you make a move, it becomes a bigger deal. Like, it almost might be the easier thing might be to just sort of let it go away and, you know, continue to not talk to him.
Yeah.
Just like hope it just stays on the fringes. If the Chiefs decide tomorrow to seek out other kickers, it will become a bigger deal. It will be a flashpoint for a certain subsect of humanity. And then you worry about what's to come from that. I'm sure the Chiefs would like to avoid it altogether.
I'm sure they would too. I'm sure they would too. And the other thing that just made me laugh, I think there was one clip, Calvin, that we didn't play where again, we're talking about Harrison Butker, talking about being a manly man. You know, he's a kicker.
Yeah, he's a kicker.
I don't mean to insult kickers, but you kick a ball like five times a Sunday.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
He is not, if you were to pick a position in pro sports to represent masculinity, the kicker would probably not be the person you would go with. But who am I to say what is masculine and what is not? I will point out Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens, arguably the greatest kicker of all time, is also a pretty accomplished opera singer. You absolutely Google this. I did not know this until recently. You should go check it out. Awesome. Awesome voice. Incredible stuff. So there are kickers. Kickers are a wide breadth of humanity, I would say.
Do you know what's masculine? Supporting your partners in anything.
Absolutely.
You do.
Let's go.
Hey, oh, the more you know. I saw on a website that said his nickname was Butt Kicker, and I'm like, that's definitely a nickname he gave himself. So it doesn't count.
Yeah, you can't give yourself a nickname.
No.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the NFL schedule release came out on Wednesday, and it's a ridiculous exercise. It leaks out throughout the day, and then the teams pretend like it's news, and it's just this weird day. Every team now comes out with some sort of social media post that releases the schedule, attempting to do it in some sort of humorous way. Many teams are more successful than others. I personally feel the Green Bay Packers were among the least successful, but that's, to set that aside, neither here nor there.
Well, let me take a look.
The Los Angeles Chargers went to the video game The Sims, which is a 90s, like, alternate life. I don't even know how to describe it. If you don't know what The Sims are, it's like almost like raising a digital family in a way.
Yeah.
It's very weird. People who know The Sims know The Sims. They know what we're talking about. And they've sort of like did jokes basically for every team on their schedule. And they had little characters portraying different players, different personalities. For the Chiefs, they do play the Chiefs. They had scenes of Harrison Butker cooking in a kitchen. It was clearly Butker with his jersey. And he's like pulling something out of the oven and cooking on this, you know, just he is in the kitchen the whole time with an apron. Very timely. I don't know how they turned it around because it required a great deal of like, you know, digital resources to make this thing happen. And they turned it around very quickly. It's very, very funny. I don't get all the references, but it is well done by the Chargers.
Well, since you brought up the schedule, something I looked at the schedule and Pat, Pat Kreitlow on the Up North News Radio this morning. He was trying to push a fake conspiracy theory or talk about it. He wasn't trying to push it. He was talking about a conspiracy theory that all the really good games are in the gold package this year. It's like 2, 5, and 9 are like really good home games, really
Shouts
good
to
teams.
Milwaukee, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know what the gold package is, look it up. My uncle Ronnie has it. He loves it. Still brags to my face this day. But the thing that I found very interesting, and you can talk more on this, is the fact that we don't play the Bears until mid to late November. That seems odd. Usually we're playing them up top in the first 1 to 3 weeks. Is it just the way of the draw, or was there something to be, is there a purpose behind that?
I think that is, you're right that there are typically NFC North games right out of the gate. Frequently that does include the, I got something popping up here. I don't know if you're coming through the speakers there. Frequently that does include the Bears, but not always. It's sort of on a rotation basis, and they do they have lately, what they do, the NFL tries to stack those divisional games late in the season, so they make a point of everybody in the last week of the season is playing somebody from within your division. It creates a ton of playoff implications, makes for a really exciting week 18, and the Packers do close with the Bears as well on the last week of the season, which they did last year. I believe maybe the year before as well. That was the Lions that year. I was at that game. So there will still be like that drama is saved for the end of the season. I think I would just call it a regular quirk of the schedule. I think what's interesting, you mentioned the gold package, is that the three games against the divisional opponents, the Bears, Vikings, and Lions, those are the gold games this year. It's the first time we'll have three gold games because of the way the schedule has expanded and how it falls this year. And that's unusual. Usually the gold games, not always, but usually they're like, the
Carolina,
the teams that, maybe not as excited about. So that's interesting.
Yeah. J.R. Ratcliffe is our guest. He joins us every other Thursday to talk about sports. He is a sports writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. While we're talking about football, J.R., when did the ceremonial football become a thing?
Wow. This really was a thing for Jane yesterday. If she could have, she would have thrown her laptop out the window.
I don't ever remember here. This is about the draft. So the draft is going to be in Green Bay next year, which is great economically. I understand, thousands and thousands of people will be there to help the local economy. That's great. But then they had to do this passing of this ceremonial football, and then they biked it up. What is that?
It's a new thing, a brand new thing. I've never seen that before, but I guess I haven't paid attention to the various markets hosting the NFL draft. It has not until the last several years been outside of New York City. It's been in the same place every year, so there'd be no reason for something weird like this. I just surrendered to the fact that part of a governor's job is the ceremonial BS, lack of... That's not the word I want to say, but there's just so much stupid stuff that you have to do. Like, we're going to make a bet over who wins the Packers game with the Chicago,
right?
The mayor of Chicago, it's going to be cheese and brats. And if we lose, or if we win, we'll get, I don't know, what does Chicago have?
Corruption.
Corruption. You get some corruption in a box. It's nice.
And weed. Corruption and weed.
Okay. Actually, I am back on board with liking the idea of an exchange. However, this was just a funny little weird social media moment. I maintain that if you're going to pass a torch from one city hosting the NFL draft to another, you need an actual torch. And it's got to be carried. I mean, Michigan, you have to get through Indiana, sadly. But, you can do this. We can do this. Or just get on the ferry. Have that torch on a ferry. And have it come across Lake Michigan. Very majestic, great photo opportunity. I don't know why we didn't think of this, but instead we get a ceremonial football and some quick cutting and you move on with your life, I guess.
I'm really inspired by Harrison Butt Kicker Butker thinking that if we really had masculine men in the world, you could just find some guy in like Grand Rapids to throw it over Lake Michigan to somebody and say like Sheboygan, and then they can bring it but we don't, because men aren't men. Women are living their dreams and working. Ugh. But all that being said, I'm glad we are part of, I guess, a new tradition. Because when Jane went from just looking at her computer to, what is this? And I actually asked the question. I said, why does this upset you so much?
It's just the endless.
It's weird.
It's the endless hype about something.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean... Everybody's going to, people who love football will continue to love football. I don't know that this is going to get any new football people involved because there's this stupid ceremonial football. I just find it an interesting use of resources,
just,
I guess.
It's just the idea of ceremonial football. And I think even the biggest NFL fans are like, what? All right, cool.
No one cares.
Yeah.
All right.
And the NFL draft is such a weird phenomenon in and of itself. The fact that it was created to be a spectacle in a location.
Yeah.
Most people will tell you the worst place to watch the NFL draft is physically at the NFL draft. You're in a big crowd of people. You can't hear. You can't see in many cases. There's makeshift setups with these screens. Like, there aren't obvious locations to put this. I would say Green Bay is a very interesting selection. I mean, I don't know how that many people are going to get in and out of Green Bay. There are only two highways that go there. I don't know how it's going to work. I think it's going to be dicey, you know? I mean, I'm happy to be proven wrong, but the whole idea, the whole draft complex is fascinating. The weeks and weeks of buildup, the fact that the event itself is just people sitting at a desk talking, phone calls getting made. I mean, it would be like, you know, it's like being inside a newsroom. Somehow that became a thing that is in a lot of movies, and in reality, it's just very boring in here. There's people sitting on phones. That's it, man. That's,
seriously.
That's
yeah, but, that's the job. Anyway. All right, we only have about a minute left. Baseball, real quickly.
The Brewers are playing well, and I was going to ask you, have you changed your analytics for their progress this season?
No.
Okay.
I'm teetering. I feel like I might have undersold them a little bit. Yeah, I feel like they're going to be an above 500 team. I still have my doubts, but they're more doubts than they are. They're not as certain as maybe they were at the beginning. You know what? I think if Brewers fans don't know the name William Contreras by now, which, obviously the people who follow the team know him, but he is having an MVP caliber season. He is a really special hitter, the Brewers catcher. This is his second year with the team. He was acquired in a trade that is absolute highway robbery. Will go down as one of the great trades in Brewers history at this point. And he's just having a really special year. So it's really exciting following him right now.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe joins us every other Thursday. Thank you so much, J.R. Really appreciate it.
And we'll
see you in a couple weeks. Go live your vocation. Go.
I will. And you too, Jane. You too. Go live
enjoy your life.
Vocation.
All right. Stay close when we return. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She joins us every Thursday. Civic Media's meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, a segment we call Weather and Wine. How are you today, Brittany? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. A little soaked up here. How are you guys doing down there?
Well, we're supposed to get rain, at least in southeastern Wisconsin. Now, you're in Wausau, right?
Yep. Central Wisconsin, Wausau. We've been getting rain all morning. It's just been this light, steady stuff that won't ease up yet.
And what about southeastern Wisconsin? Do we have weather moving in later this afternoon or into tonight?
Oh, yeah, we all do. So we've still got this cold front that's got to push through the state. It's actually right on the western edge right now. I think there's a few scattered showers just west of Eau Claire. So that's the line we got to keep an eye out for as that moves closer. It's going to be firing up those showers and storms, and a marginal risk for them to be severe this evening.
I just want 2 hours to do my lawn. Can I have that, please?
Everyone's messaging me that today. Like, what? I need to cut the grass. Come on.
And it's really interesting now. And it's May 16th. The no mow May people. My sister has a neighbor. There's probably a family of deer living in there. It's so high already.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're bedding down in there. It's 4.5 feet high.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mean for this to happen. I've been wanting to mow the lawn for a while, but every time I have a chance, it rains. And then when it's not raining, I'm not home.
Well, this isn't going to be a washout for the whole weekend, is it, Brittany? What does the forecast look like for this weekend?
No, it's not going to be a washout at all. So just tonight, are those storms moving through? We could get a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. So a quick dumping of rain. some hail, gusty winds. But as soon as tonight, those clouds clear on out of here. We see abundant sunshine the entire weekend, nice. Basically. And we're going to soar to some nice temperatures. We're going to definitely all hit the upper 70s. And a lot of us are going to scrape the low 80s. And that's going to be mostly on Saturday will be the warmest day. So fantastic weekend before everyone with no mo May. I'll tell you what, Monday and Tuesday, we're going to get some heavy rain moving into the state. We're in a marginal risk for excessive rain, which is pretty rare.
We got some of that here in Waukesha on Monday, like heavy duty rain with hail. I mean, it was surprising. Sherry on the live stream wants to know, do you think Horicon is going to get hail today?
It's really hard to pinpoint exactly who's going to get that hail, but those stronger storms could have it. Okay. It's not going to be large, damaging, massive kind of hailstorm this time around. It's definitely going to be the heavier rain and then some gusty winds. Yeah.
So we're not talking about hen egg hail.
Oh, hail no.
Yes, Greg.
I like weather puns, baby.
So if you got to mow this weekend because we're going to get more rain next week, essentially is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yes. Your chances are this weekend and then end of next week. So
I'm getting a little concerned that our farmers are getting a little too much of a good thing as far as rainfall goes.
Isn't it nice? But here's the thing. Have you noticed your allergies are kind of bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Someone asked me like, oh, is it allergies? I'm like, of course not. And then 9 sneezes later, I'm like, maybe.
The sneezing is crazy. Is the season starting earlier for allergies?
So here's what's happening. It's not only starting earlier, but the rain and the storms is making it worse. So there's so many things working on this. It all started, really starts with how the climate's kind of changing. Our temperatures are warming over and over and over. And a lot of scientists have been doing some research too on oak trees. They took these trees and put them in a chamber and then set the carbon dioxide and temperatures to make it project 2050. And they were seeing these increased pollen grains, like billions more. So that's already starting to happen, AKA we're getting more pollen grains on all these trees.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you put the mild winter on top of it. So we warmed up faster. It accelerated. It moved in faster. I mean, allergies really peak and start April through June. This was here already in March. So our peak is here earlier. We're feeling it. We're going to experience allergies longer too. They're saying that it's about 30 days before the normal season now, and it lasts 10 days longer. It's just,
the trees are fighting back.
The trees are angry.
The trees have had it, and they're fighting back, and they're just going to make sure we're all sneezing all the time.
The scientists put the trees in a chamber and didn't tell anyone. It's a chamber of secrets. Harry Potter reference. Sorry, couldn't help it.
And then the rain too. It's just all of these things adding up, right? So the rain knocks the pollen to the ground, sends the grain in the air. But when a thunderstorm hits, it actually bursts the grains. So it's
that much
intensified.
More.
Oh, seriously. Like,
I know I'm getting itchy too. I was just thinking about it.
I'm going to walk out of this show today. I'm going to be like, achoo, achoo, achoo. Brittany Merlot, you did this to me.
Well, and the thing is too, I mean, you can develop allergies much later in life.
Yeah.
You know, you may not have been allergic to things, and then all of a sudden, as you get older, so that can change. So if you're not an allergy sufferer right now, good for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will stick, so.
And something you mentioned to me when I asked topics, you said spring sunburns.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So just something that a lot of people don't think about, it's the sun's angle is the strongest in the spring and summer. So basically May through June is really, really bad. And you don't think about it because the temperatures aren't that warm yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting on the sunscreen, you're not at the beach, you're not in the water. So who thinks about it? But this is pretty damaging to your skin right now. So just keep, not today, but tomorrow and the weekend will be.
Well, as someone who has gotten the worst sunburn of his life ever from the reflection of the sun on the ocean, that is for real. But also, you can get sunburn in overcast. You can get sunburn in winter. In fact, it can be bad when it reflects off the snow. So really, I mean, it's not just about beach life. It's about putting on that sunscreen, keep that SPF up, taking care of your skin, because if you're outside a lot, it doesn't matter what time of year is. You can get sunburned.
And from what I understand from guys that I've known, a burn on your head is not a good thing.
Oh, no.
A forehead burn or a top of top of the scalp burn, that's got to be really painful.
Ear burn.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ooh. Brittany Merlot is the meteorologist for Civic Media. She joins us every Thursday at this time for Weather and Wine. Thank you so very much, Brittany. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Stay close. News is coming up next. Thank you. Thank you to Greg and to Calvin and all our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you to everyone for calling and texting and for most of all for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.